I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with the Governor of Utah, John Huntsman Jr., and we're going to talk about some of the social and political aspects of the climate. Governor, what can people do to help in climate change?
Well, everyone can take ownership of their own lives and those aspects of their lives that contribute to our air quality. And when you get right down to it, climate change, at least in part, is driven by emissions problems. We have cars on the road. We have major manufacturing operations. And I like to think that in my little life here, aside from being governor, you know, I'm just a dad, and I'm trying to set a good example for my kids. I converted my car from traditional gasoline to natural gas. By doing so, you're able to get product that comes from your backyard. You pay much less for it, and you make a huge contribution as it relates to reduced emissions. So if people really stop to think about it in their own personal and individual ways, they can make contributions, and it really does start at the individual level.
You mentioned you're a dad, and starting at the individual level. As a governor, do you see things that government can do to help in climate change?
Absolutely. I think awareness raising and education are probably two things that are fundamentally important. You know, we talk about math awareness, and we talk about the good science that is coming out of some of our leading research universities and research institutions. I'm of the opinion that government can help promote good science. Good science can then give way to good public policy. And the public policy that is needed in this particular area, when you deal with emissions and the kinds of things we're going to need that will help roll back emissions, you need a very quantitative approach. And math really does provide the tools necessary to get a deeper understanding of how climate really is impacting the world we live in and all corners of the globe, because different places are impacted differently depending upon where you happen to find yourself geographically.
I know that you have a lot of natural gas stations in Utah. Is that one thing that you'd like other states or the federal government to do, or is there one really major thing you hope that other states would follow your lead in, or that the U.S. government could do?
I think that would make a huge contribution right off the top. If we started taking natural gas a little more seriously as a transportation fuel, if we provided more infrastructure in order to allow that to happen, there are a lot of great entrepreneurs around. We've got some in this state who have already come up with the technology whereby they can convert a traditional car to a natural gas car. That's great for entrepreneurship. And beyond that, we need filling stations, which no state has enough of. You know, we do okay here, but we don't even begin to have the infrastructure that one would hope for in a world in which you had a big percentage of your transportation fueled by natural gas. So that kind of push by the federal government, maybe incentivizing, maybe pointing to different corners of the state where natural gas is readily available and abundant, where we can basically set an example, begin to lead the way by designating some of our highways as natural gas corridors, for example, something we're going to work toward as a state, and I hope that others do the same.
Now, I know that you're a busy man, but is there anything you'd like to add?
Listen, this is a very important conversation. I'm glad we're having it, and all we can ask is that each individual, certainly those people who are listening and beyond, take the science seriously, that they do a little investigating of their own. This is something we all need to come up to speed on, because good public policy is going to be driven by people who care about this issue. And to get to the point of caring, you've got to get a little bit of education and begin to understand the science.
That's the Governor of Utah, John Huntsman, Jr. Governor Huntsman, thank you very much.
Pleasure to be with you, Mike. Take care.